life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Chrome Bills. Episode number 49.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Who the don't have you can't have a boring 49ers. Time on episode number 49.
Who the f is a famous 49?
My father's cousin is Carmen Policy, who used to be the GM of the 49ers. Did you know that?
No.
Can we get a who are you there? Yeah.
Wait,
who
your father's cousin.
So my father's cousin, his name is Carmen. He was the GM of some of the more successful 49ers teams, and okay, then eventually the Browns.
The Carmine Policy?
Carmen. Okay. Carmen Policy. Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. One of the most hated men in Cleveland, right?
Yeah. Here's the ill story about how my father found out about him. My dad's never been a big sports guy, right? So Carmen was like 4 years ahead of him in high school. My dad's freshman year, the first day, this guy walks up to me. He's like, I'll take the Giants -6. My dad had no idea what he was talking about. He's like, it took me like 2 weeks to realize that Carmen had had a betting pool while he was in high school, to the point where like people just thought he was going to pass that shit on to family members. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
people went up to him like, all right, here's what it is, kid.
Yeah. He's like, here's a wad of cash and like some numbers you don't understand. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
like yo, high school's awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's my 49er.
You see, we'll put some numbers down. You see?
So Jerry,
I just love the idea of old gambling like 40 years ago with no computer. Someone like the little, the small pencil you use when you're playing mini golf. Some guy's like jotting your bets down on like a folded up piece of paper in his pocket.
Like for no reason, he has a towel over his shoulder.
He always has a
like,
towel.
Why do you have a towel? We're not in a bar.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Just constantly yelling at your children about something.
Yay. Get the meat sauce ready. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I bought you those meat shoes to make the meat sauce. Mm-hmm. Episode 49. It's good to be back. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks. And 2 weeks. Starting with a quick errors and omission, you know, episode 48 was, it was an hour long,
okay,
but there was an error.
Oh.
So about 25 minutes of it was an omission.
It was the half of the episode was an omission.
Well played.
I feel like we lost the better half. So maybe
we lost our valuable input on Chuck D versus Peter Rosenberg, didn't we?
Yes, and I think it's Peter Rosenberg and
Hot 97.
All of Hot 97.
And Hot 97. It's not just Peter.
You want to single out Rosenberg?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Pete.
The most important part that we did get was we got a little bit of talk of the World Cup, because that was the day the World Cup had started. And I just wanted to ask, C is on record, I'm not asking for a full 180, but do you want to do like a 90 degree turn, or even like a 45 degree kind of veer left on your statement of not being into the World Cup at all?
I have two things to say about it. I was at a bar. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before it. It was Italy-England. It was the only thing that was on the TVs Saturday night. You know, like, conversations died down a little bit. That's what people ended up watching. I saw a decent amount of the game. It was exciting. Final score was 3-2. And I was like, now, I remember being a kid and seeing, like, the Raiders play the fucking Chiefs in week 10. Like, when I was 8. And I was like, well, I'm hooked now. Like, forever. That's awesome. With the World Cup, I was like, if I think about this the next day and decide to tune in, then, you know, it got its hooks. I didn't even realize it. Like, the next day, I watched, like, 4 movies. Today, I was out eating lunch in an Italian restaurant. They were showing the game on TV. Who was playing? It must have been, like, noon.
Uruguay, Italy, and the winner was going to advance.
Maybe it was just me, and I, you know, I've obviously got my bias towards the sport, as we discussed on episode 48. These dudes were diving and flopping. Like, it was... ridiculous. And it was like four of them in a 10-minute span, to the point I was like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Now, I say that knowing that it happens in other sports, particularly basketball. And that in soccer, it's probably a lot more pronounced just because they're wearing less. I get like in football, you probably don't notice
it as much.
It's a
strategy, though.
But that, it's that kind of thing where I was like, that didn't used to happen in the sports that I like basketball, until European players started getting there. Now, I mean, that may be just like a coincidence.
You're saying that flopping in the NBA came from European players?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I haven't.
Or Duke players. It's debatable.
Well, when did they? All right. I mean, that's a good point. When did they start flopping?
When
like
was
that?
Shane Battier born?
Oh, come on. Leitner was the king flopper. I do want to say one thing. You just pointed to two Italy games, and Italy's like my B squad behind the U.S., but they are, and that's just because
they're
of my
eliminated,
heritage,
right?
They are the worst fucking team to watch just because their strategy is the equivalent of an NFL team that wants to win a game 10-7 or 3-0.
They're the Joe Gibbs like era Redskins of.
Yeah, they're like the Ravens
I'll
without
slap
a pass
the shit
rush.
Out of you. I can't believe that just came out of your mouth. Are you kidding me?
He's like, they have a lead.
I know, like, this is your house. Like, we'll go outside if we have to, but you can't say shit like that.
Why did his response? It turned his mic up like 25%.
That was emotion. Raw emotion. Raw emotion.
He was like, yo, seriously, we got to talk.
But you know that Joe Gibbs used to do that, though.
What's that?
When they catch
win,
lead,
be no, exciting, be no. worth watching.
When they get a lead, it's. It's super conservative ball after that point. As soon as they get that lead.
Again, this is my whole thing with that. Like, you can say, and I'm not invalidating what you're saying. To me, it's like, all right, well, that happens in a lot of sports. Baseball, hockey, they start hunkering down. Like, the strategy is common among all sports, or even in life.
Right.
You know, you get a little ahead in life, you don't get greedy. Like, you just keep slow and steady. I feel like I just don't like soccer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things I was like, I don't care if, like, the strategy is the exact same as fucking lacrosse. I just don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
But
all right, so continuing with the discussion, because I know Steve watched the game and we haven't talked about it. So we're about 2 days removed from what was about as heartbreaking of a tie game as you could ever watch in any sport. Right. Like, I woke up the next day crushed. The way that you feel, like, you know, that like a sports hangover.
Yeah.
From literally watching the game, I was like so invested, such emotional highs and lows. And I'm like, yo, they didn't even lose. And I'm like thinking about going to work 2 hours late.
Right.
So, Steve, you watched the game. You said you're at a bar.
I was at a bar. And actually, I went to up to Rio, and Union Jacks was so crowded that we had to bounce to a different spot because it was filled with people in USA jerseys rooting for US Team USA.
And if I can put the words in your mouth, would you say the emotional roller coaster of like
turn that up.
Going down? Hey yo, going down early, right? It feeling like basically they had lost the game 1-0, right. To then tying it, to then actually getting the goal,
the go ahead
late in the game,
the go ahead.
Like, can you even? I was at my house with just a couple friends. Can you even explain what it was like in a bar? Like, were people going?
Oh, people were
shit?
Going fucking crazy, man. And we were there. It was like a bunch of. There was like some dudes who had just got done golfing. There was like old people. There was us who had relocated from the soccer bar, right. And then there was just regular people having lunch. And even the people having lunch over there, like just random people started. They stood up and started chanting, "I believe that we can win" and all that shit.
Hey, it's bridging the gap, man.
It was cool.
I was
feeling the camaraderie.
That's the thing. I'll say in terms of, I guess maybe this is a 90-degree turn. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, people shouldn't watch this.
Right.
Like, I get why it's awesome and why people are into it. One of the things that bothers me about it, though, is it's not so much the sport. It's the people who, like, this dude at work the other day was like, yo, you're into sports, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, man, you must be into the World Cup. I was like, not really. Like, it's just not for me.
You hurt his feelings.
Well, he was hurt. Like, he wouldn't fucking let it go. You know what I mean? I was just like, dog, like, ask me about books.
And this metaphor is the podcast work, and I'm that dude.
No, I mean, you and I can joke around about it. Like, I don't know this dude. I feel like with Chuck, I know he's joking. He knows I'm joking. You know, if I was just like, yo, like, your lifestyle's some bullshit, like, that'd be a fucked up thing to say. I'm just like, I just don't like this. This dude act like, I think he like went and sat down and wrote a fucking poem about it or something. You know, it was like way over the top how sad he was.
Disappointed him. Wow. He thought he was finally going to have something to bond with you over.
I mean, in fairness, he asked if I was into sports.
Yeah, he led into it.
You know?
He's like, do you come here often? do you like to drink? Can I buy you a drink? And you were like, no.
I mean, this was during the day. That'd be crazy if that happened. Just getting wasted during the day.
I always think about that with alcoholics, like potheads, cokeheads. I'm like, your drug of choice will kind of keep you going for like an hour or two at a time. But like by hour three of like a real hardcore bender at noon,
yeah.
How many days in a row can you do that?
Chuck?
You want me to feel that one? Actually, it's a nice segue into what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
So I decided to have a little present from myself to myself.
All right.
I couldn't decide whether or not to make a martini or a Manhattan.
Okay.
Arguably the
so you
two
made both.
Best,
he made
two original best cocktails and also the only things I had ingredients for.
He made a Martin.
So I figured we have an hour long pot. We have
a Martin.
It was like it's like the two in a bowl soup at California Pizza Kitchen where then they pull the thing out after they pour them and it's just like two soups perfectly sitting
right.
in half
whoa,
of the
whoa,
bowl.
What are
each.
You guys talking about?
Okay.
Chuck, what is that?
Put them on.
No, but so I made both because I figured we have an hour long podcast. Yeah. Although we're probably 10 minutes in,
wait,
and this martini
wait,
is already
that's even worse.
It's already
you
very.
You did make both.
You didn't combine very, a,
that was the joke.
No, I made both.
Literally, like you know what? But again,
Caesar's joking. But the truth is in the sarcasm.
Right. Right. That's the thing. I feel like you know we know Chuck. We can make a joke about that. But when it comes down to it, I'm like, that's kind of dope. Yeah. Like you have your thing and you're that into it.
He's like, I'm gonna do this tonight.
Fuck it, man. Don't let people talk you out of shit. Don't let me come over to your crib. Who is it?
Cole Paulson.
And I'm here to tell you how much soccer sucks. That's not going to happen. You got your thing. You
I
know?
Got another I got another bonus for soccer.
Did you say boner for soccer?
I got a boner for soccer. Dude, the games are over in under 2 hours with no commercials.
Yes.
It's fucking amazing.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That might be the biggest selling point, you know?
I think that's honestly my favorite aspect of it because I can make other arguments about why I like the game. But the fact that it doesn't go to commercial for 45 minutes is like
it's amazing.
You meet up with your friends, like don't show up in my house to watch a soccer game 1 minute before kickoff. Because, like, we're not going to catch up. This isn't basketball, and this isn't football. Like, we're not going to have intermittent breaks. Like, you show up a minute, I'm just going to be like, how you been, dude? Sit down. Keep your mouth shut. You need a beer?
Yeah.
Yo. Chuck Ethers his guests.
He does. He's like, hey, you. Imagine
hey, Chuck, that. I'm here now. Hey, Chuck, I'm here. Get inside, sit down, and shut up.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. I do. I mean, I feel like that's a rule with sports. Sit down, shut up. And if you have any questions, look at rule number one.
Sit down.
I will segue into something about the fact that there have been we'll watch this fabricated segue. We'll get out of the World Cup talk.
All right.
And the times that I have seen commercials during it, there's the same commercial that ESPN and YouTube are playing about epic rap battles in history. Have you guys seen this shit yet?
Yeah. I have seen a couple of
them. It has like 10 million followers on YouTube and they're pumping it real hard. And it's like these guys that dress up and it's like, yo, George Washington's going to battle fucking Hitler
right.
in an MC battle.
Right.
And like they're going to dress up. And I mean, I think the idea of it's not terrible. You know, like
some
it's,
of them
it's somewhere
are,
between Saturday
are clever, you know.
I don't know. So that's where I was going to go with it. I watched two or three and I'm like, this is a $1 million idea yeah. with dollar store execution.
Right.
Like, I don't think the guys that do it are funny or can rap, and there's really no reason they should have such poor beat selection as well.
The beats are pretty cheesy. There's no real attempt to make it somewhat authentic. It's all novelty.
But you know, to that point, this is crazy. Like the aspect that we've discussed quite a few times about the grind time stuff is them doing the battles a cappella.
Yeah.
So what were the like ad executives or whatever? What were they observing that they're like, this is what they do. They just watched 8 Mile. Like,
no, I think I feel like it's one or two dudes who do the entire thing.
Yeah, and they like dress up, and you know, like respect due.
Yeah,
they've I'm sure they've made a lot of money out of it. I'm not taking that away from them. I just am surprised the idea maybe is doing so well with such poor execution.
It's like, I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm thinking about slaves. I'm here to tell the South how to behave or some shit like
okay.
that. And you're like,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, that's actually a very good example of how
like,
it would be.
Please stop it.
Yeah.
The dude was like Al Capone and he was like, I'm so hard they call me Al Dente.
Oh, Al Dente.
Al Dente. Friend of the show.
That is actually a good name.
Al Dente.
Al Dente is actually pretty
friend
good.
Of the show.
Put him in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping with the battle rap theme, then it kind of got me thinking. It got me realizing that I like that I like the grind time stuff. Mm-hmm. I like that we're going a cappella while I talk about grind time. So, I was thinking, hold up. I like the grind time stuff more than I've been leading on. This will be the topic that I'm speaking on. Yeah.
Yo.
But the Slaughterhouse show, the show, I forget exactly what it's called, but it's on Fuse
Road
and
to
it's
total
a collaboration
slaughter.
With Fuse and Road to Total Slaughter.
Correct.
Started last week. I believe it's on Wednesday nights at midnight on Fuse, also available online afterwards. Friends of the show. And I just want to say, I watched the first episode. It was quick. The edit I watched was like a soccer game. It had the commercials taken out. It was in and out in about 22 minutes. And I think, Steve, you said you watched it too, right?
I did. I watched it last night.
Okay. And I thought it was good, though, man. I'm excited. What was weird is it seems like they're going to do the whole thing in four episodes.
Four episodes?
That being one.
Oh.
And it seemed like more that not a lot happened in episode one for that to happen in four episodes.
Yeah, I don't know how you could have all those guys battling within the context of that show. I thought the selection of talent was good. I mean, those are the best guys in whatever rap league that is. I don't think that's grind time, right?
I thought that the Persian dude, the really ill dude who beat Cannabis, I think he's in it.
Disaster?
Isn't he in it, Chuck?
Disaster.
He's definitely grind time, but I think it's sort of a, to your point, I mean, I think it's sort of the best, because I remember when I heard that it was going to be on TV, I was like, oh, whatever. Like, the white rapper show was a fucking joke, because any self-respecting, like, white rapper probably
would have
turned
supposed
it down.
I think that was supposed to be a joke, though.
Okay. Whereas this, it was like, yo, this is supposed
this
to
is
be
serious,
real, and it actually is. The thing to me that's so, and, you know, it's so meta with reality TV, because when you watch it, you can tell, like, these are not dudes that are bad at reacting in the moment, obviously. Yeah. And everything is so scripted. Even the battle included, I guess, which is ironic.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at some point, whoever's making these shows has to at least try, you have to at least try to cut the strings and make an episode out of that. Like, I'd love to see how these dudes really, like, how these dudes really interact.
Wow.
But, like, that was like, yo, like, they're not there to build a fucking house together. They're built to, like, tear each house down.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're, like, hanging out, drinking, I was like, fuck that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you can still be, could you still be a battle rapper and just be a cool guy?
I feel like that's one steeze to have, but to make them all appear to have that steeze, I think is phony. Whereas I bet there's some people in there that was like, yo, like if the producer wasn't telling me to fucking be around these people, I'd be in my room writing all fucking day. I'm here to fucking win.
Oh, well, yeah, I think that they're forcing, the interaction's less forced than like the proximity.
Right.
I think you're right that they're like, no, you don't understand. As part of it, like, you have to sit in the room.
Yeah.
If you want to fucking play in the corner, then that's whatever. Like, if you just want to lay in the background.
You're
like,
part of the show.
You're not. We took your phone, and you don't have a pen and paper, so, like, do what you want.
Right.
So it's like, but then, like, the actual conversations, they're not like, you say this, and you tell him that he's that. I think that the actual conversation seemed pretty
good. The first battle was super cheesy to me, though, because bring this guy in. Well, then they bring this dude in off who's been preparing. He knows who's in the house. Right. He know who he's going to pick. He wrote fucking 32 bars about the dude.
Right.
And then the other guy just has to sit there and think of some shit up on the spot.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then they're like, he choked.
When you say
who are we talking about?
T-Rex. This guy T-Rex came in. And they were like, okay, you're the wild card. Come in at the last minute, and you get to pick who you want to battle.
And Cortez is the other
dude. And he's like, oh, I guess I'm battling you now.
Okay.
But you had who knows how long to prepare. Like, he flipped this whole thing about his name, Core.
Right, at the beginning of the verse.
At the beginning of the verse. It's like, okay, well, obviously you fucking wrote that. And the other dude sits here. I don't know. The thing that still kills me about battle rap is all the gun references.
You know what I'm convinced of? Everybody does it? Because a lot of times, if you make like a sex joke, like you can like mimic humping or something. You know what I mean? Or like fucking. I think guns are so easy to do when you're already moving your hands. You're like, fuck it. Like, it's just a logical step. You know what I mean?
It is like this. Like,
that's an interesting point.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a lobster claw. I was like, yo, why is that always in there? I was like, well, you know.
It's like, if you're doing like the hand puppet will be next.
Can lobsters hold guns?
The lobster.
That would
claws.
Be a great out. That sounds like a Free Darko article. Can lobsters hold guns?
Can lobsters hold guns? Steve, you want to get into some music?
I do. I also just want to think about doing like a bow and arrow pose when I rhyme.
Yo.
Some Cupid rhymes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Cupid rhymes.
MC Redskins. It's out there.
Okay.
The copyrights have been removed. Right. You could be MC Redskin. Who's going to be the first to do it?
All right, so
Dan Snyder's
upstairs. This track is called Eyes.
I is.
Mars Hill off the album Propane. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Do you want another beer?
Yeah, hold on.
Chrome Bills, episode 49.
Make sure this joint is going to play.
We didn't do, well, you can cut it out after this. We didn't do What Are You Drinking? We're drinking Stella
Artois.
God, this song, Steve, have you ever heard this song?
No.
Yeah, this is where it all starts. Seems to be the hard part. You're listening, but communication's a lost art. Words are discounted on special this week at Walmart. Every time my car starts, you're left holding a hard heart. This is where I flesh it out. From my head to mouth, to the lyrics, to the verses and records you've only read about. This is where I stop writing. I'll be back in an hour after sports and two cups of black coffee and a shower. Did you miss me? The song didn't miss a step. Do what I do for long enough, you're bound to get a rep. This is where I stop and realize I've lost the topic I was talking about, life, love. Yeah, okay, I got it, I wanna hold you and tell you that everything is okay. Black out the sun so tonight can never go away. Supposed to stay strong so they can play along. But without you, I'm nothing and inspiration is gone. This is where I face the crowd and explain what I mean. From the songs that I sing to the dreams that I dream. I belong for the very things that nobody knows. There's more to show you, but this is where the chorus goes. This is all I've, this is what we're given. This is where the fact is separated from fiction. This is where I talk, this is where you listen. This is where you learn what it is and what it isn't. This is where a punchline would go. Next is a dramatic pause designed for the live show. Oh, I know, I got it. Maybe it's like the mic was made for me or I was made for this mic. This is where the flow changed. This album is propane. Put it in the so strange category, okay? Both hosts are aware, alive, and awake now. This is where dust would insert a simple breakdown. This is where I shout out my crew to switch the vibe. Deep space what, who? Deep space vibe. This is where I've had enough, where it's time to make an effort to blast it out and smash it up. This is where I diss the radio rap world with luck rules. You got truck jewels, but nobody loves you. This is where I go to bed and start again at sunlight. Fall into a deep sleep, listening to one mic. This is all I've, this is what we're given. This is where the fact is separated from fiction. This is where I talk, this is where you listen. This is where you learn what it is and what it isn't. This is where the final act begins. It's nothing really special, it's just time for me to rap again. I'm pulling off my skin and showing you what's there within. I'm tapping into anger, happiness, plus embarrassment. This is a call and response for you to put your hands in the air and yell back any answer you want. So we gave you control and let it be open. Dustin Manchild and Nathan Corona and Gregory Owens. I'd better be going. It's as simple as that. Something captured your heart and I'm not giving it back. This is where it tones down. Operator, hold the phones now. This is where I set you up for something profound. This song is about giving you and yours the blessed know-how to pour your soul out and change the streets of your town. Give it a go round, go back and do it all again. I is, and this is where the song ends. I is, and this is where the song ends. I is, and this is where the song ends.
I I think that's a really dope song, because the idea of like writing a song about writing a song is...
What's more hip hop than
that? That's one of those ideas. It's kind of like the epic rap battle thing, but the 180 of it. It's like, if you're going to do that idea, you better knock it out the fucking park.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, it's pretty stupid. And I think that he did it where I'm like, Jesus, that's like some next level shit, where the song even, it like extends beyond its purpose of being about writing the song, which is dope.
So that was off the album Propane, not like the gas, but like in support of pain.
Pain. Well, interestingly enough, Chuck, when you said Jesus, the thing I was like, yo, you know, it's Christian. They're Christian rap. So, but that's the thing is,
that's right.
I feel like it's so interesting that
why would they be labeled that? That didn't have any kind. That didn't even.
That's exact. Well, I guess my point being that they're the kind of like exception to the rule kind of thing, I guess, that would like convince people otherwise to check shit out, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Like, I can't name off the top of my head like a corny Christian rap group, but I know that they're out there.
Oh, there's got to be tons of them.
But then to say Christian rap is bullshit, but to hear that.
But that doesn't, I mean, there may be a lot of rappers who go to church every Sunday.
But that he avoids cursing, doesn't drink or smoke. Well, I guess he drinks because he works for a beer company.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't fornicate outside of marriage, that
doesn't
kind of shit.
Fornicate.
You know what I mean? Doesn't fornicate for a fortnight.
Neither do I, but I don't fornicate outside of marriage, but that doesn't make me a hardcore Christian.
You know what the fuck I'm trying to
say. You're busting my balls.
I'm sorry. You're over here busty balls, huh?
Chuck had a good one off here.
I had one in my head when you said corny Christian rappers. There was a group actually from the nation's capital, Chromeville South, Washington, D.C., called D.C. Talk.
Never heard of
one of the first ever Christian rap groups.
Were they good?
Get up. No.
Okay.
Not at all. I just knew the name.
Shout out to D.C. Talk.
D.C. Christian
Shots
rappers.
Fired.
Not good.
Not
period.
Good.
Yeah, well... Again, it reminded me of a song that Chuck and I have talked about. We might have even played it on here, the Quell song, where he talks about writing a rap song. He's like giving instructions to somebody. And that was a little flippity dip on it. Actually, Manchild is on an Educated Consumer song featuring K Chromosome. About the only person on the planet that's not on that song is you, Steve.
I need to get on that song. We can re-record it.
It's called dot, dot, dot.
I'll just say dot, dot, dot.
Dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
You could say, and I end every sentence with a dot, dot, dot.
I want to talk about why Nas is your old Droog.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Can we talk about this?
Okay.
Can we talk about this?
And
as if Complex Magazine had any journalistic integrity to lose or be questioned by,
right.
Like came out and flat out 100% said in an article, not the same person.
All right. Well, let's take a step back. It was a writer. It was one single person who works and published that for Complex Magazine, right?
He's got editors. He's got editors.
He does have editors, but they also put out, like, Complex Magazine puts out fashion reviews of, like, the top 10 sandals you should be wearing this summer. So it's safe to say that...
Did you read it?
Yeah, that's why...
Everything's a list.
That's how I know what kind of sandals to get.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it was the 10 reasons why Nas is an old Droog. Because every other formatted thing on Complex is in the list.
It really is. Everything is a list. Yo, I swear they had a list of lists at one point.
Yeah, it was the 10 best Complex list.
Wow.
Be sure to check that out.
Wow.
There's something about lists, though.
It's basically just peyote.
Absolutely.
I feel like
with the internet, you know?
Well, on top of that, like, it's been a big part of TV shows for a long time, the David Letterman top 10 list.
Oh, wow.
I think it's very appealing to how the human mind works.
Right.
Hierarchy.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's like when, talking about ethering, when Carlin just ethers the Ten Commandments by saying if you use, like, positive wording, you can say the exact same thing in three sentences. But he's like, three? I mean, it's okay, but it's not 10.
Shout out
he's
to
like,
George Carlin.
Ten.
Ten.
Ten is ten.
Friend of the show.
Friend actually. Of the show, George Carlin. Rest in peace.
I fucking love that dude, man.
He's the stand-in for Jesus on episode 50. Or was it 100?
He's not here either. Oh.
Jesus?
Yeah, he's dead.
No,
as well.
Carlin is not around.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Jesus that, will always be
that's
with
the
you.
Joke.
Jeebus. I fucked up the joke.
Yeah.
Top 10 jokes Steve has fucked up this year.
How unchristian of you. What if that was Steve's stees? Each week you have a new stees that Chuck and I didn't know about. This week it's that you're uber Christian.
You make Jerry Falwell look like fucking Gandhi.
I forgive you. I forgive you for passing judgment on me. Because there's only one person who can pass judgment on me.
Who's that?
The Lord.
The Lord?
My Savior.
The Lord and Savior.
Your personal Lord.
He speaks to me. He talks to me.
Yeah, what's he say?
He says, you should probably go to bed.
At what time?
What time? You seem like the dude that likes to get some shut eye.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you need it.
If I can go to bed at 9:30 tonight, I'll do that.
Chuck, what about Chuck's a night owl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate getting up in the morning. I'm like the opposite of Steve. I'm like, if I can sleep till noon, I'll do it.
Yeah. I got no problem waking up at 6 if I feel rested.
Even before you had the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can get a lot done.
Hey, the one thing that people always say, my dad's like that, the homie Barack is like that.
That's what they
like,
say.
Like, what the fuck? Why are you up at 8? He's like, dude, like, there's nobody around. You can get some. I got like a week's worth of shit done in 3 hours.
Yep, totally.
It's very true. And something about the air that early, if you end up going outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in your DNA, right?
Wow.
You get that air, like when the morning dew's out and all that. Yeah, fuck
yeah.
And it's like you're immediately motivated.
Yeah. Morning dew.
Morning dew. It's your boy. Actually, his album cover is your new hairstyle. That's your morning dew.
My hairstyle's looking crazy right now.
I mean, I'm, you know, it's one of those things.
This is a full adult hairstyle right now. That's all I want to point out. This is not a child's hairstyle.
That's a grown ass
this
man.
This is a grown man's hairstyle.
I feel like it's one of those things where, like,
no,
dudes can't.
Mr. Jarek.
When I came in and I, like tonight, and I was like, "Yo, like you're like the hair, man, like it's happening."
It's really
and I was
hairy.
Meaning it as a compliment. I feel like if a chick says that to another chick, it's automatically taken. Is that with dudes? It's like, where are you coming from, B? Are you clowning? Are you gay? Like whatever's clever, but I don't know what's happening.
Now I realize that it's crazy, but I just decided, man, I'm gonna let this thing. I'm gonna let it ride out. You know. I've realized that it looks crazy.
No, it looks great. That's my point.
Yeah.
If you have like a faux hawk or something, I'd be like, come on, man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That ain't for you.
I could do that. You know, like Jersey Shores type shit where you spike it up and look all. That's what it looks like if I put it straight up.
Yeah.
Slick back.
I mean, you're never going to go bald.
Nah, hell no.
This is going to sound weird. Your dad had a good head of hair,
wow,
if I remember correctly.
That's amazing.
I think the last time I saw him, I was 12. But one thing, he was like 6'4".
Nah, he's like six feet tall.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I was like 3'11".
But you're short.
That guy's 12. An elephant.
Yeah. He does have nice hair. He still has all his hair.
So. Okay.
I remember Chuck and I got into a drunken argument at a bar once about whose hair was thicker. You remember this, Chuck?
Between the two of you?
Yo, we were like, I even remember what bar it was.
We were like, no.
And there were several others.
Was
in
this
the
before or
too.
After you sucked each other's dick?
It was before.
Wow.
Sorry.
Jesus. All right, so Droog.
Oh, yeah. What's where?
I don't know,
we went
man.
Nowhere with that. What were you trying to say?
My take is that... You know, it's one of those things like that you just know in your heart, like that, you know, Jesus is your one true Lord and Savior. That's how much I know Nas is your old Droog.
Steve Steez. I mean, dude, well, who's saying differently? Complex. That's what you're saying.
Complex said it. I'm trying
Mass
to.
Mass Appeal. Combat Jack.
Combat. Yeah, but I think Combat Jack was citing the Complex article.
All right. Well, let's look at this.
Yo, Did you go at Combat Jack on Twitter through the Chrome Bills account?
I did.
I got some response
said,
when someone like retweeted it.
No,
and you were
you
like,
didn't.
You're wrong now. And I had to like go follow what the whole thread was.
He said something.
Please,
he said,
please
like,
elaborate.
I've been listening to Nas for blankety blank years. And there's like, you can't tell me this is Nas. And I was like, dude, I've been listening to Nas since he came out. And that's how I know this is Nas.
Interesting.
Dude, okay, number one, if we can, let's get past the voice, right?
Okay.
The voice, which is exactly the same as Nas's voice. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, the lyrics are lyrics that Nas would write. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the same type of references that he would bring, the same type of visuals, right? That's Nas. It's all over the place. Number three, the fucking delivery. Is Nas. So, I don't know.
Well, here's what I think about it.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest. Maybe I've been watching a lot of 24, but sure. I'm looking at the angles. Who benefits from this? If it is him, obviously he benefits, and therefore it makes sense to perpetuate the idea.
I think he does benefit.
Absolutely. If it turns out like it's not going to be Q-Tip, like it's probably maybe not even a nobody, but somebody that like really needed that. I don't think someone would do that as a career move. They, at this point, they'd have come out like, it's not Nas, it's me.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They would have stood up and been like,
right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I need to claim this
thank
now.
Thank you for the compliments. That's not Nas, it's me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because think about it. I've gone on Twitter and been like, has anyone like confirmed or denied this whole thing just like doing show prep? Search your old Droog. And I'm like, yo, this dude is not out here screaming like, hey, you don't believe it's me? Check this video of me freestyling in my basement.
Like,
and the other point I saw is that it's a. They're saying the Complex article says it's a white dude, and I think there's even like references to a certain vernacular that is not usually accepted for white people to use.
Ah, I don't even know. I can't verify that he does say the N word.
Corn? Oh, the N word. Nothing. Yo,
Chuck,
on that one,
Chuck. I want to go back to Chuck's point, which is he's not sitting there. Okay, so if you're a hungry artist, right? Let's say you put out a fucking mediocre album that it shows promise. This day and age, you're promoting that shit on Facebook, on Twitter, on fucking MySpace, all this bullshit.
Right.
And you're trying to get as much attention as possible, right? Mm-hmm.
Tumblr.
This dude hasn't said a damn thing. So you're a hungry artist, but you're not Flicker. Claiming your comparisons to Nas at this point.
Has anyone addressed this? And I'm not talking about like, oh, it doesn't sound like his voice or his flow. Has anyone addressed that side of it and who you've heard and what you've heard from people?
No.
That's disappointing.
Absolutely not.
Intellectually, how can you not think of that or right. at least address it?
They're all in on it.
They're in
Fuck
on
yeah.
it.
And
hold up. Hold up, one person actually did address it.
Okay.
The Chrome Bills podcast.
Well, you know what? I mean, when you're looking for geniuses, you got three of them right here. You don't even need to go to Apple. I'll fix your phone by smashing it real good. Nah, Chuck, that's a very good point. Like, I think that's what makes Chrome Bills the dynamic multi-million dollar industry that it's become. You know, we see things from all angles. We know how to address the issues.
Let's go through references.
You didn't hear anything I just said.
I did. You're bigging up Chrome Bills because we're doing investigative journalism. All right.
Well, and you were talking about money. Before you go into that, I just want to say, to quote a phrase that Steve used earlier, who's also in different styles,
yep.
How many blankety blanks are on that check? Continue.
I need to listen to that one. That was like the Red Man line. Like riding the Fugees in the movie.
He did got me.
Laugh now, listen to me. I'm going to have to listen to it later.
All right. So, I posted something, right? I went back and read Nas's timeline, right? And Nas had mentioned hanging out with Sasha Jenkins, who runs Mass Appeal Magazine, right?
Okay.
Or he's part of Ego Trip, and he also has something to do with Mass Appeal Magazine. And he tweeted about him hanging out with Sasha Jenkins. On the second track of this Droog shit, a song called Bad to the Bone, he makes a lyrical reference to how this project got organized. And he was like, shout outs to the OG Sasha Jenkins, right?
Right.
So that was like, okay, there's one reference, right? Next song, he says something about his debut album being similar to Illmatic, okay?
Okay.
He has another reference to Pete Nice and MC Search and giving the gas face, right?
Right.
So Search was his A&R for Illmatic, right?
Right.
Oh, shit. Hold up.
Nas is not your old Droog. We should have entire conversations to the check out my qualifiers cadence. You know what I mean? Yo, here's what I think about that on like a pretty meta level about this stuff.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there was a lot, like even on Illmatic, there was references to stuff where before the advent of social media, people were like, yo, what does that mean? Like you know, you'd find like an ill story. There was footnotes to songs and stuff. I feel like now every experience and information overload that people experience is available so right away
Yeah.
that like the references that you're talking, how crazy is it that you can literally go back and like find the references to that song?
It's awesome.
In his tweet. But is it?
It is awesome.
Okay. All right.
That was some online journalism at its finest. Yeah.
Also,
Morley Jarrick.
Also, another one. There's a reference to Nardwar.
Okay.
Right? Mm. He talks about
Who
doing.
Are you? Who are you?
Yeah, he talks about going like giving people more records than Nardwar. And if you remember, there's a Nardwar Nas interview where Nardwar is giving Nas some records.
Yo, you should be the rap correspondent for 60 Minutes.
I'm going in.
Well, that I'm not bullshit. In fairness, you just said there's a Nardwar interview where he's giving Nas records. I'm pretty sure he gives records.
He gives everybody records.
At least every rap artist.
But if you're Nas, you probably haven't watched any of the other interviews, so you think Nardwar just gave me records and that's a special thing.
Your point's taken.
Yeah, but if you were old Droog, maybe you have watched them. You've already made a really good argument. So if I'm the editor, I'm just going to scratch that last paragraph and be like, end it with a bang.
I hear you.
All right, what was that terrible Nick Cage movie where he like found treasure on the back of a constitution or something like that?
What?
Oh, National Treasure.
I want to get deep into this.
National Treasure.
Are there other rappers?
Yes.
It obviously couldn't be
Action Bronson.
Not Nas. Or like that this person is specifically trying to hint you towards Nas. Right? You've already made an extensive case that Nas is somebody he's trying to lead you back to.
Do you think he's hinting that it could be some other artist?
Pete Diss.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Nobody's saying, "Oh, that's Raekwon" or some shit. No, not one.
I appreciate your outside of the box thinking, yes. But I also have to immediately.
That's
just
the schizophrenia talking, you know.
No, I thought it was a good question to bring, yeah. But no, that absolutely not. It's Nas or bust,
right?
And like the Action Bronson kind of sounding similar to Ghostface,
but you know,
is
it's
different
somebody
than
different.
The fact that this dude is not
right. That's right. The difference is that it actually is him.
Right. Well, there's
like it's very like we used to joke. I was like. You could play. I actually thought it would be a good Chrome Bills bit. Would be to find random songs by both of them and say, "Is it Ghostface or is it Action Bronson?" And I feel like I would be, if not 100% at that game, like at least 90%. Like you might be able to find like a muffled recording on an open mic. Those guys are very similar, but they're not. Brings up what was the dude's name that was on the Rock? The rock, it was, what was that called? Black Rock.
Oh, Black Rock.
There was a dude on the Black Rock album that sounded exactly like Jay-Z.
You're right. His name was,
when everyone was like,
shit, I know.
He was from Baltimore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He even looked like him.
Nah, he was like a big muscle dude.
Or maybe I'm thinking of somebody from D.C. that looked like him and had like the same like stees.
Wasn't it he had like a one syllable name too, right, Chuck?
Yes.
All right.
That sounds right.
Well, here's the other thing to me about the old Droog thing is the voice, whoever it is obviously modulated, right?
I don't know.
Like there's no human voice sounds like that.
It's nodulated.
Plus, and also Chuck made a very astute observation when we first listened to it.
It's your boy, the astute observer.
The astute observer said he had a line about not doing doubles.
Right.
Right.
Yep, exactly. Which then it made me think about like Nas
doesn't do doubles. Mm-hmm. All right, well, yo, let's get into this track.
Else he doesn't do? Interviews with Chrome Bills.
Yeah.
Episode 49.
Yeah.
Nas, is that you? Is that you, Nas? Is that you?
Is that Nas? No, it's Latrell Sprewell.
So this is actually an artist that you put me onto.
Okay.
And I feel like now I am
kind of
trying to put you back onto it.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, dude, you ain't got to tell me. This dude, I really enjoy this dude's music. And yeah. I have, it's refreshing. You know, it reminds me of Atmosphere in terms of when a lot of people got on board early with them and then see what they've been able to do is awesome. Same
Atmosphere?
Thing. Yeah. I feel like, well,
he sounds like Mike and Nine to me.
I'm not talking about the style.
Oh,
I'm talking
just the
about
way, the movement, the
yeah,
wave.
Yeah.
The hype.
Yeah.
Do you think there's hype for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen hype for this?
I think.
Yes.
I think he's catching it at the right time where, like, even to me as a person who does a hip hop podcast and is super into underground music.
Yeah.
I've gotten a little bit of like underground fatigue.
Yeah.
I've started like not getting into the newest, hottest.
Yeah.
And then some like this dude can come out and I'm like, cause I was admittedly more into like the Pharaoh release.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, yo, maybe this is the direction I have to go in for what I want. And then I hear this dude, I'm like, yo, okay.
Yeah.
It does remind me of, I remember like in the 90s when Black Moon or when Wu-Tang dropped, I was like, good, like these, there's going to be only so many spots available for this. I'm glad these people got it. These guys are fucking incredible. I feel the same way with someone like Open Mike. He was swimming in the same pool as a lot of people. He's just that much. His style is very tangible. He's very talented for what I can tell from looking at his tour stuff. Like he works really, like he really grinds hard.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's where he is and he's going where he's going.
And is he on Mellow Music? Did we talk
about
that?
Yeah, he is on
last
Mellow Music.
Week? Yo, so respect to those guys
because they find fucking talent for sure.
I mean, I think you could easily make an argument that Odyssey and Open Mike Eagle are, let's just make it a conservative statement and say, two of the 10 best people to come out in the last 5 years.
Right.
Wow.
Like with debut records.
Yeah.
I mean, from an underground perspective.
From an underground perspective,
like,
for sure.
Let's not lump like Kendrick Lamar into it and shit, but I'm just talking about like people like that you have to kind of be in the know to hear.
Well, plus on top of that, like they're not trying to jump on somebody else's ship. They started their own.
You know? They definitely have their own lane. Yeah.
So I'm putting them in the category with the Action Bronsons and the Joey Badasses.
Cool.
The people of that.
No, I fuck with this, man. I've been listening to this album on repeat for fucking 5 days at
this point.
He
kind of fucked up not getting a feature from your old Droog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably just didn't have his phone number.
Or us. He could have had us on there.
Well.
He had Ron and Fez on there, but he didn't have us on there.
Multiple Ron and Fez references, too, because that one song that starts with a...
What?
It's like the advice show.
Yeah. Oh, that's Ron and Fez, too?
Yeah, that's the equivalent of if like one of our fans started their album with, or
I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Oh, really? The like advice show is a Ron and Fez reference.
It's actually they have like
a
YouTube.
Like something I've heard like 10,000 times.
Okay,
yeah.
They have a YouTube, or maybe it's just the one, but it was like 4 or 5 minutes long, where it's him and Hannibal Buress,
the
comedian.
Yeah,
as soon as it's funny because you and I were talking about it. You're like, yeah, he's been on Comedy Central. As soon as I saw him, I was like, all right, that
you know that dude.
That dude,
yeah,
I know
that
dude.
What up? Right.
So let's get into it.
If it was a white dude, I'd be like, they all look the same. Sorry.
White.
This track is called Qualifiers off Open Mike Eagle's new album, Dark Comedy, out on Mellow Music Group. Holla at your boy.
Pro Bills, 49.
Hey, guys. Hey.
See the darkest greens, I see the deepest blues.
I see the deepest greens, I hear the darkest blues. Might not be synesthesia, might be apartment fumes. Could get up and dance, could get up and dance. I will wipe my son's ass and get shit on my hands. He get in the car and be like daddy, play some bus drive. Why the fuck it take 2 lines to do a one liner? And why it take 3 beats to do a two step? Sick days, I got 2 left, so I take 5. They boo back, I make jazz jokes, so I'm flat broke. Mad at lost in that black. Black smoke, fuck you if you're a white man. Then assumes I speak for black folks. Fuck you if you're a white man and thinks I can't speak for black folks. Let that soak in your rap quotes to your head hurt and your back broke. Have black soap and have crack smoke. I admit that this an imperfect blend. Hold up, it's my turn again. I'm playing 13 games of words with friends. Lift your hands, lift your head if your clothes clean and your kids fed. Mine potty trained, so if you piss the bed, then he can tell I'm heated like infrared. Yeah.
We the best mostly, sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest kinda, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. We the best mostly, sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest kinda, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect mine, respect mine.
They say they looking for me, but I don't wanna hear it. You can find me, get the Park District volunteering. With my hair disheveled and my sneakers scuffed. Use your GPS and get your selling features up. I went to Africa, they played me on the radio. And did I weird the people out? Yeah, maybe so. Cause all they knew was jive, and all I do is vibe. And bright green light made the program director lose his mind. He
said, what type of rap is that? Ain't no bitches hoes. And I ain't even being funny, homie didn't know. Should've said it's whimsical, like Serengeti taught me. My thoughts are very lofty, response time is very faulty. I'm far too young to lead, and way too old to die. I ain't play Call of Duty, smoke you in golden eye. RPG roll to die, JPG Cobra Kai, PG-13 Cobra Kai, PPG La Boba Tie.
We the best mostly, sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest kind of, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers. We the best mostly, sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest kind of, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect mine, respect mine.
The words you hear me singing, I didn't sing a line before this one. And you were not the one I was addressing. That person took a train to Africa. And simultaneous events don't happen. We're isolated temporarily. And the part is never called the whole thing. And it bothers us to know it's so.
I'm gonna find a plugin that replaces audio with cricket noises.
I don't know how does Cam even do it, like, physically? I don't know how, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
I don't understand.
Hey.
Coming out of break,
yo.
The homie DJ Cam
coming
1
out of break.
Can literally imitate a cricket noise, but I was trying to do it. How does he do it?
I don't know. Let's all try.
Who are you?
Hold up. Turn the music down.
It's not.
No, I want to hear
it. You're the DJ?
Do it
I'm
again.
Just the talent.
Do your cricket. Do your cricket. Okay.
It's like a koala.
All right, let me try mine.
That's not bad.
All right, Chuck.
Okay.
Mine's the worst.
That was brilliant.
But how do you even go
I'm
about
sorry. I'm sorry, though. I'm sorry, because
I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Why sped it up?
It's so long otherwise.
Trying to get it over. It's probably not good to have on the soundboard if you're just waiting to get it over with.
Oh, shit. Yo,
I forgot by to the send way, you can I jump job. In?
Yeah,
can I jump in? Can I jump in? Shocking rap lyric of the week.
Yep.
We lost our sponsors, so now it's just the shocking rap lyric of the week.
How did we lose
this
them?
One's
Wait, you got to give me the story behind
he's in,
that.
He's in prison.
Okay.
This one's from Action Bronson.
Okay.
It's on the New York Renaissance mixtape that Peter Rosenberg put out like 2 years ago.
Okay.
I flipped through it the other day. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Two in a pig, two in a stick.
Are you serious?
Like the exact the yin and yang of citing like very famous cliches while then bouncing to cliches that are famous in a complete other lexicon.
Two in the pink, two in the stick.
And then adding a finger to one, because it's usually a two in one.
What are you, a fucking Vulcan?
He's doing
he
the
went,
Star
he
Trek.
He went from Shocker to Star Trek.
Yo, wow.
I didn't know he Star was Trek. A Trekkie. I didn't realize he was a Trekkie.
Gave her the Star
Didn't
Trek.
Didn't know I was a Trekkie.
I mean, that's not a great line.
It's not.
You know? I think it's shocking. It hits you out of nowhere. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you can lead a horse to water, and you can't. I was like,
wait a minute. Are we missing?
Where are you taking this?
He upped the ante on a sex move that's generally referred to as the shocker.
Right.
In the shocking rap lyric of the week.
Did not realize that. That's very good.
I want to pause to think about that.
That was good.
Pause being the operative word.
Yo, I didn't even realize that. That's a good point.
So, yeah. Chuck, have you not gone to any rap shows recently?
No. You know what I did see? I saw a Comedy Central taping of... Do you guys know who Robert Kelly is?
Yes. Yeah.
Comedian?
Is he the Louis' little brother?
He's Louis' brother on Louis, yeah. And he's also... I guess he's big from... He was on Torgasm with Dane Cook.
Which was a weird,
weird
show.
He's also regular
show.
On, like, Opie and Anthony or Ron and Fez, like, the... That aspect of Sirius radio. I think he's been on Stern.
Yo, Dane.
Yeah, I saw him tape his Comedy Central special last week.
Cool. How'd you get tickets to that?
She was dope. I was on their mailing list because I've just bought a bunch of tickets, and it was one of those things where they said, if you respond to this, like, first come, first serve.
Uh-huh.
And they happened to send an email at, like, 12:30 on a weekday, and I had just gone to lunch, and I was like, yo, I'm copping these.
Nice. Done.
Got the tickets, like, 10 minutes after they posted.
How much? And did you have to pay for them or no?
It was $10 and a 2-drink minimum, which I thought was more than fair.
Yeah.
And I told you, your boy, the flashlight fucker.
Whoa.
Bobcat. How do you say that guy's name?
Goldthwait. Bobcat Goldthwait. He is my boy.
Do you dig his? Do you dig it? He's a genius. He's put out a couple.
That documentary.
What was it called?
I don't know. It was like super super left wing.
Well, I think he's the one that also did.
Cole's eyes just lit up.
Yeah, he was excited about that.
Meatballs.
Well, there's a crazy documentary called, I think it's called Chicago City Heat or Chicago Indy Heat or something. And it's difficult to explain what it is. But basically, it's a pretty ill idea. But he put it out in the same way that, like, oddly enough, on this song, Atmosphere, Rhyme Series, like the way it was individually put out.
Okay.
He sort of did that thing. And it was always interesting to me that I was like, that dude's a lunatic. I was like, yo, that's just like one character that this guy
that
does.
That he does, right.
He was like Zach Galifianakis before there was that, you know?
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
I'm really thankful that you said that about me.
How do you think that came about? Like,
wow, how is that? Are we gonna just ignore how good his impression of him is?
Yeah, I used to do Bobcat.
Cole was just trudging forward.
I used to do Bobcat impressions when I got drunk at parties in high school.
Wow, can we hear more?
Yeah, man, I feel great about it.
Whoa,
you know,
spot on.
Thank you very much.
And you're happy. You're proud of it, too.
So he was producing, and he came out as the opener and did, like, a quick 5 minutes.
He was like, I want to fuck that flashlight.
Yo. But that's all I thought, because can you tell that story? Because I always thought that was the funniest fucking line.
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know, the Fleshlight is one of Joe Rogan's biggest sponsors. Or I think it used to be.
Okay.
Right? And Bobcat was there, and he was, like, sitting there waiting to talk. While Joe Rogan's going through the spiel about the Fleshlight, and Bobcat Goldthwait goes, yeah, I've never looked at a flashlight and said, damn, I want to fuck that thing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Did he fuck
Sometimes
it?
The I think honest
he
did observation. Fuck
it. He ended up fucking the flashlight.
Just give me 3, maybe 4 minutes.
I hope they take that spring out. You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I got to tell you guys this story. This is so crazy. You know the PAX, the PAX, the vaporizer?
Yeah.
All right, so the way it operates is there's the chamber at the bottom, magnetized clip, and that's what holds it in place. The top is like a thing that you push down, and then it catches on the way up, and that's what triggers it to turn on. For the audience members who don't follow what I'm saying. Basically, when it pops off, like, it goes flying. And on Sunday, I was like, that would kind of suck if, like, I live on the 6th floor. I go outside, smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And crack. And so, I swear to God, I was like, that would suck if that happened. I went out last night. The thing goes fucking flying off. Like, it was so slow motion.
So you had to go down to the...
There's not a chance in hell I'm going to find this thing. I went down. I'm such a fucking idiot. I was standing on one side of the building, right?
Yeah.
My homie Ron, who rents the other room, he was like, "Hey, idiot!" And I was like, "It's like 800 feet from where I needed to be." He's like, "You don't even know where the fuck you live." I was like, "Man, I need to get inside."
But you found it.
I went over. I was like, "Whatever." Like, I wasn't gonna find it over here anyway.
Yeah.
Flashlight, boom, right away.
That's amazing.
It's like the first thing I saw.
So when you fucked that flashlight,
I fucked it good. I fucked it good.
You helped me find my coil.
You're my wife now.
Yeah. So hold up. Hold up. I'm going to see.
What?
I'm going to see Dipset on Friday night. I'm going to see I'm going to see Dipset.
612-888 Dipset.
Hold
Dipset.
On.
Dipset is in the group.
I would be remiss because this is
forget it. They have now changed their name from Different Styles to Dipset.
Dipset.
It has to be Dipset. Well, no, that's like if you know them well.
Right.
The way that you call A Tribe Called Quest, you call them Tribe.
Yeah, Tribe.
If you're a fan.
Dipset.
If you're a fan of Different Styles, you say Dipset.
I would be remiss if I didn't point this out.
Yeah.
Because this is going to post in on Monday.
I might get shot.
I want to get to that.
Yeah.
On Monday, this is when the show is going to post. So, tomorrow night, go to U Street Music Hall. I'm opening for Sage Francis along with Prolific and B. Dolan.
Tomorrow night?
On...
next
That's what
week.
I'm saying.
Okay,
it posts next Monday.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Give the date. What's the date? That's
July 1st.
July 1st.
If you go to SeizeMikes.
July 1st.
July 1st. If you go to SeizeMikes.com, the information's there. Now, enough about that.
Do I need to buy tickets or no?
No, I'll put you on the list.
Okay, all right.
You on that Chrome Bills list.
You know what I'm saying? Make it move.
Well, the other thing, I'm like, I need you to be visibly there. Like, so as soon as I see you, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, make sure to mention the podcast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll have to, like, write it down.
All right.
All right. Well, here's the thing, though. That's wait, you might not even make it to that show.
Right.
Because of what you're doing on Friday.
Right.
What's up with this?
I've never been to the Echo stage. But
was your kid a Big Dipset fan now?
She's into it. She's into Killer Cam.
She likes Pink.
And Jim Jones.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Scott Drummond.
Makes more sense now.
It does make more sense.
Yeah. I was just thinking of you and Morgan and the baby, like,
that wouldn't make
crowd.
Sense. That would be amazing, though.
Whose idea was this?
Scott brought it up. Like, let's go to the Dipset show.
Okay.
I like Cameron. I'm not going to lie. I do like Cameron.
Where is it?
Echo Stage. Either you guys
Where's
been.
That?
I think it's in Bladensburg.
It's a big place.
Yeah.
I think it's what Love used to be, but okay. I think it's like three floors.
Okay.
You're in for some shit, dog.
Oh, that I feel it's if that's what I think it is, that place is the.
I think we're going to the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. With this hair. Yo, check this out.
You're going to get Love, though.
Yo, I am going
to
get Love.
If you have the balls to go in there and be like, fuck it, like, I belong here.
Yo, I'm going to wear a Miami Heat jersey and.
By Love, I mean murdered.
They're going to think I'm Pat Riley in this motherfucker, man. Yo, I'm going to wear a Pat Riley jersey.
Wear five rings? Yo. Easy.
Are you rocking that Jason Capono? I feel like that might be a time to break out the Jason Capono.
I'm wearing my RG3 jersey. Fuck it, man.
I mean, I feel... Well, all right. So what are we putting... Because we talked about Scott Drummond, yeah. Former guest and current friend of the show.
They're going to think we're two fun boys going to see...
What is the percentage fun with Silky Boys?
Look at this. Scott, by the way, I think currently the reigning silver medalist in Thai boxing. In
What's the percentages that he knocks somebody or that he gets...
He's not getting. We're not. Kerfuffle. We'll be fine, man.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think if you rolled in there like with like your pants around your ass, like just like trying
I'm not
to play
going,
a
I'm
role,
not gonna go front like I'm hard,
right?
You know.
But if you're there just trying to have a good time, fuck it.
Yeah, I'll buy somebody a drink.
Don't do that. You'll be somebody's bitch pretty quickly.
He's like, yo, you want a candy Corona? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a candy Corona again?
I don't know. You know what?
A candy Corona is a drink.
Yeah.
That. Is a Corona with grenadine or cherry juice added to it.
Okay, but that doesn't
It's a totally amateur drink, but it actually goes over in clubs like that.
It does well, right?
Yeah.
I'm ordering a candy Corona first thing.
Have you thought about this, too?
Yeah.
What time are you supposed to go down? It's a Friday?
No, it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, no, it is a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Friday.
The point I was going to make was going to be even more...
Get there early.
Salient. Well, no, if it was a Tuesday... No, I almost think...
Get there late.
I feel like set times are very loose.
Oh, it's going to be out the window. They're not going on until
like,
2 a.m.
If you get down there, like, doors are at 8, and you're there at, like, 7:57, like, you're in for a long night. Regardless of what
doors.
Happens.
Yo, I feel like I need to.
At some point, you're going to exchange.
At 10:30.
At some point, you're going to exchange glances. Like, should we just leave? Like, you won't even say it to each other, but your eyes will say it.
Yo, I'm not driving to this shit.
Who is?
I don't know.
Take an Uber?
Not me.
Have an Uber ready.
Yeah.
I almost feel obligated to sit out front and wait for you.
Hook me up, dude. Do you want to go to the show?
Oh my God, you're like,
I do not.
Cole wants to do what my dad did when I went to a Cypress Hill show in like 7th grade. And just he just wants to drop you off and pick you up. He doesn't even like drinking like that. He's the perfect friend to do it.
Yeah, that's a good
come
point.
Come pick you up all stoned and want to hear about how the show went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
some. So how was it, guys? Tell me.
I feel like.
Don't leave out any details.
Yeah.
I'm worried, man.
No, I'll be cool.
No, you'll be fine.
It'll be like the time Chuck and I went to see Kendrick Lamar in Baltimore.
Okay. Well, that was at Ram's Head, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little different venue.
I feel like a different scene.
It was still very, swag wrapped out.
Okay. Let me ask you this too.
Okay.
And I don't want you to.
I'm not going
to
get.
I don't have a problem with anyone being gay, and I'm not trying to say that there's anything between you and Scott going on. Like, yes. I get that
his girl's coming with us too.
Well, here's the other thing. When I worked at the bar in D.C., I may have mentioned this. I worked at a bar.
Yeah.
A lot of gay, like a crossdresser came in. People showed him love. Like all the time, they would just say, like, if he acted weird, they'd be like, what the fuck is your problem? But they'd just say, hey, so-and-so. I think if when you go into places and you know you're out of place, you probably leave. If you think you belong there and are there to have a good time, yeah, that's how you two are going to be.
Yeah.
Did you follow me on that, or was that just rambling?
That was a little bit of a rambling, but we're good.
Right.
I'm going to be
I thought
good.
The disclaimer about not saying they were gay was...
That was weird. That threw me off, too.
A little
well, because I, or you could be like, yo, like a really tall guy and
valid.
A really tall guy and a really short guy go to every place.
His girl's coming with us. His fiance is coming with us as well.
Is she gay?
I don't know. She I hope not. They've got a wedding planned and everything, so I hope not.
What point are we on minute-wise?
Oh, we're way over.
I feel like I became untethered from reality a while ago.
It's good. It's good. Okay, back to underground rap shows. De La Soul's coming here.
Okay.
So
here as well. Yeah. We should go.
Are they? I'm going. We bought tickets already.
Okay. When is that? It's like the middle of July, right?
Yeah, middle of July.
They're probably in New York just a couple days after, because I have that as
it's
something
a Saturday. I think it's a Saturday night, like in the middle of July, Saturday night. So, De La Soul, Howard Theater.
Yeah,
go in.
Yo, are you saying you'll come down here for that, Chuck?
No, I'm saying okay. I'll go to the show good. Up here.
Now I don't feel night. Obligated to go,
but we can share stories.
Right, De La kills it, dude. I saw I've seen De La twice. Saw him at 9:30 once, and I saw him at Rock
dope.
The Bells.
We've had this discussion.
That's okay.
The 9:30. Well, hold
Rock
on.
Rock the Bells was the shit too, though.
But 9:30 was where they kept stopping.
Yeah,
that was whack as shit.
Still De La Soul. They still did their thing. Did you see him at Rock the Bells?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Yep, definitely did, and yeah, they murdered.
They
it.
Murdered the shit
on a show where they went on. Two acts after Method Man and Redman, an act after The Far Side,
yeah,
and one act before Nas. I was like, De La was my favorite shit
what
today.
What a lineup, man. That lineup is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Think about that.
By the way, on record, I love Method Man and Redman playing together live. Dope as shit.
Can't
Those
say,
guys balance
can't say I've seen either,
so well.
So, I'm sleeping.
I've seen them both.
You gotta see, if you do it, see it in tandem.
Okay.
I saw everybody in Wu except ODB.
Uh-huh.
Chuck, you might have been there. Although I think maybe it was my freshman year of college at Maryland.
Yeah.
Dude, it was fucking crazy. It was at people out that didn't go to Maryland probably won't, and I don't even remember the fucking name, Ritchie Coliseum. I think it held like 4,000 people, fucking packed. And then I actually opened for Redman and Method Man in Clifford Park in New York.
Crazy.
And it was like literally crazy was wow. the way to describe their wow. set. Perfect compliments to each other in terms of styles and personalities. What a show. It's yeah. great. Great job.
Cole, where would you rank them in your, like, do you have them in, would you say they're a top 10 act you've ever seen live? Top 5?
Yeah. I'd say.
Just as far as rap.
I'm going to go, like, on some Bill Simmons shit and do, like, I'd be like, I put them in my top 7. Like, come on, asshole. You're not that fucking
important.
He says
important. Top 7.
Yeah. Like, all right. You think Kobe's, like, a top 4 point guard, like, a 2 guard.
Right.
You're special.
Yeah.
I'd put them, I don't think I could go top 5, but definitely top 10. Top 8.5.
I'm missing out then.
They're good. Well, you've seen How High.
I have not seen that
it's like
movie.
That's like a scripted version of what they do.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I know.
Really?
I know it exists. Is it a good movie?
I haven't seen it. I've seen bits
not,
and pieces of it.
It's not that
it.
Good. Okay. You said you've never seen it either. He used it as a reference. Yeah.
He's like,
have you not seen that?
He's like, you saw him in the commercials for that movie that they were going to do? That was amazing. Like, you lied.
It's like, you don't speak French?
I feel like I've seen like 30% of it over time, like watching it while something else I was watching was during commercial.
Okay.
Like a football game. Soccer, you wouldn't have that. You haven't seen How High because you watch soccer.
That's true.
Basically.
God, massive soccer games coming up. By the time this posts,
yeah, who's,
group play will be over. U.S. will either be sitting at home or prepping for a massive match.
Who do you like? The fascists?
The Germany game? I like them to either tie or lose by one enough to advance.
When is the Germany game?
Thursday at noon, and I already took
Oh, my God, how do you not know? The whole world knows. Everybody knows.
Chuck, you took a half day?
I took a half day. That's before awesome. The World Cup started, I took a half day. But I'm also I'm like sitting on a lot of vacation.
He already knew that it was going to be that game. That's cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, the first 3 games were scheduled. After that, I got to use very impromptu sick time.
I
was like, yo. I was like, the one of the games was on a weekday at 6 o'clock. The other one was on a weekend. I was like, all right, I'll skip work for one day for World Cup.
Yeah.
This happens once every 4 years.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, otherwise, and like, dude, Steve, I know you're super busy at work now, too. Like, if I don't do things like that, I'll just be there every day, yeah. all day.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I hit you with this when you said you were sick over the weekend.
Yes.
Did you have World Cup-itis?
No, but God, I am so glad I got sick at that time.
Yeah.
Of all the times, like, I could have gotten sick. Yeah. I watched from a window where I never left my house, I saw 7 soccer games.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
That's more
like from start to finish.
A couple years ago, I had pneumonia. You know, like you're talking to people, like people like, have you ever had pneumonia just randomly? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, that must have sucked. I was like, it was fucking awesome. It was during the March Madness. Dude, I watched much basketball. It was sweet. I'm sick all the time now.
Like, I've definitely been sick when there ain't shit on TV. So when I was like, all right, I've got a 12 o'clock, a 3 o'clock, and a 6 o'clock event of like a sport that I love watching.
Yeah.
You know, there were times where I'm like, oh, it sucks that it's this game and not a different game because they weren't all great matchups. But at the same time, I was like, well, that's why you have iPads and 30-second attention spans.
I'm actually very jealous of you getting sick last week for some strange reason.
You want some rest.
Like, I wish I was sick.
Took Friday off and all that.
I wish I was sick.
I mean, taking care of that hair, that's got to be like its whole thing that you just need to dedicate time and energy to.
I can't say I've added at least 5 minutes to my morning get ready time with this hair.
Paying off, man.
I know we were comparing getting ready in the morning times a little bit while ago.
Uh-huh. So a little bit while ago.
A little bit while ago. Once upon a little bit while ago.
Well, you know, somewhere on this notepad among the insane scribbles that I have is me. At some point, I asked you, what time do you usually go to bed? So, you know, we're getting into discussions.
One day, people will know everything about us.
We're getting into discussions.
All right. You want to take us out of here?
Okay. Chrome Bills 49. This is actually, shout out to Hickey. He sent this. He's trying to brainwash the crew. I think he sent this to Steve. He sent it to me as well.
Yeah.
And then I presented it as something new and original. I was like, maybe we should play this song.
Yeah. And I wasn't coming at you. I'm just saying, Hickey, I feel a certain type of way. So, Hickey, if you're going to send me stuff.
Back the fuck off.
You got to tell me I'm also sending this to Chuck and Cole and whatever other friends that I don't know. You need to tell me that you're sending it to them, too.
I didn't even get it, man.
You didn't get it?
He's trying to hurt me.
Oh, shit. Divide and conquer.
See what he's doing?
Smart guy.
Fuck.
He'd do well on the rapper show if it wasn't scripted.
Worldwide, we know for that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So who is it? What is it?
This is your buddy, The Blueprint. I'm sorry. I should have said your buddy, The
or
Blueprint.
Or The Blueprint.
His name
No, I think Cole knows him, I guess, you know. On some sort of personal level, right?
He had agreed to do a video.
Okay.
You could have just said yes or no.
No, it's good. Let's do it.
He had agreed to do a video. We had an email going back and forth.
Yeah.
The dollar amount figured out. He had even sent me a treatment, and it was pretty extensive.
Okay.
So I was taking him seriously, and then he just stopped responding.
Okay.
You know, it's the kind of thing. It was like, all right, like, I didn't. No money changed hands, so I can't be super salty. But
right.
You know.
Super. I don't think you can. You be salty?
I can be salty at anything.
Yeah,
I'm mad
true.
That it's hot
that's
in here
true.
Right now.
I like that you embrace.
Did you ever?
Sees Mike's the king of perceived.
Did
slights.
You ever send him a link to the show?
Yo, that's ill. Is that right now? First time or no?
I've said it before.
Okay.
Only because I'm a bitch. I haven't sent him that. I should. I should send it to
him. I'm wondering if that's why you stopped.
Speaking of which, we got to discuss this off air. Next episode is episode 50. It's not going to be Jesus.
Right.
But we are hoping to get somebody on.
Yeah.
And the best part about how poorly this show is doing is that so few people are going to get to this point in this episode that they won't know that nothing happens next week.
True.
How disappointed we are.
Well, it's actually a bonus. That works out well for us.
Is it?
That's not true at all, because I'll come in with the errors and omissions.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Episode 50.
The gatekeeper.
Somebody famous is going to be on episode 50.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Don't mark our words.
Oh, you shouldn't talk about me like that. I'm so flattered, Steve. I just winked at you, too.
Hey, yo!
So, yo.
No, I think that... I think the fact that Steve's role was taken over by the situation tonight is about as big of a...
the quaff.
Big of a starring role. Big of a superstar as we're going to get between now and...
You know what's so ill, too? Looking at... Like, I'm seeing your profile now, right? So, you got... Your right side is facing me, and it's got the headphones.
Yeah.
You can tell the headphones at a molecular level are like, yo...
fellas, this shit is so perfect, don't actually touch
don't
it.
Touch
like, it's
hair.
Like rising up above your head.
No, they also don't want to just slide yeah. back, like, with the flow of
you
the
look
hair.
Like
you're on his neck.
I look
no
like
time.
Pat Riley.
If you
I'm
don't hold
you.
On, look, they drop right down to his neck right as I said it.
If they ever cast a movie about the life of Jeff Fisher, all you need to do is grow a mustache and you're ready
Fisher?
To go. Yo,
who is that?
You're much more handsome than Jeff Fisher.
Chuck, who's Jeff Fisher?
The coach of the Rams.
He's the current coach of the Rams. He used to coach the... He coached the Titans for like 12
You're
years.
You're like a skinny John Calipari. I'll give you that. Yeah. Just like the hair bounces.
These aren't good names.
He's got moves.
I was going for Jimmy Darmody, so.
Who is that?
Chuck,
your
you know
high
that
school
is,
coach?
Right? James
no,
Darmody.
No, but
Boardwalk,
Cole, it's funny because
Empire.
Okay.
Cole's only capable of relating people to sports figures, so then he makes like huge grasps. Like the joint we were talking about, this one dude that he swear looks like Peyton Manning.
Yeah. He doesn't look like Peyton Manning at all.
No, he doesn't look like anything. He looks like more like Danny Manning.
Listen.
And he's Manning. White.
I understand that it's kind of a reach, but you see that short, kind of chubby blonde chick over there? She kind of, just look at her, she kind of looks like Lawrence Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Right.
That's where I would take things. Mm-hmm.
Shout outs.
Insert the cricket noise here.
Shout outs to the blueprint. Here you go.
Blankety blank.
Blankety
Chrome
blank.
Bills. Fill in the blankety blank.
Fill in the blanks.
Episode 49. This is Blueprint.
Yo, if there was a rapper named Phil and his album was called Fill in the Blanks and he was just like a guy.
Artemis has a series of remixes called Fill in the Blanks.
Okay.
Shout out.
Is his mm-hmm. real name Phil?
It's a pseudonym. It's all like right. a pen name. You know Phil. How Mark Twain's real name was Samuel Clemens?
Okay.
Artemis's beat name
is Fill in the Blanks.
Yeah, that's okay. a good one.
All right. This is The Climb by The Blueprint.
Blueprint. The Blueprint, Climb. Like, you just fucked it up every which way.
This is The Climb by Lost Blueprint.
This is Climb by The Blueprint. Or The Climb by Blueprint.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Smooth as the groove that the needle is set on, but move with the freedom of a queen on a chessboard. Explore new techniques so I'm never bored. Even when I fail to impress, I press on. There's always more, cause music is infinite. You can't see it all cause your viewpoint's limited. Expand your frame of mind till you can picture it. But no matter what lens you get, remember it's limitless. Some artists get discouraged, I think I know why. They focus on the peak, but I'm focused on the climb. You can never know it all or master all the styles. No more than you can take a photo of the whole sky, or hold all the sand in your hands at the beach, or walk on every inch of the land at your feet. But even though you can't, you're still within reach. I'm fascinated by the challenge, so I have to speak on it. Right. I never write rhymes just because the beat bang. I write rhymes cause I got things I need to say. I never force the pen even if I'm getting paid. I wouldn't care if it's a song with Nas, Big, and Jay. You see what I did there, I shouted out the greats without name dropping every bar like game. That ain't even a diss, so don't get it twisted. It's just what my dudes say when they hear him spit. Everybody raps, so I lie when I'm asked. I say I either work behind a desk or a chef, cause if they tell the truth, they gon' ask if they can spit. And I don't wanna tell them that they sound like shit. See, back in the day, I probably would have told the truth. Cause certain people's feelings used to make me feel cool. But now I got a lot less to prove. I learned it's best to let people do what they do.